Hello, and welcome to our Minute with Mike. I'm Erin Whitney, the director of the Arctic Energy Office, and today we have with us our senior advisor, Mike McElhaney. We are excited about the upcoming Arctic Energy Forum and the Arctic Circle Assembly, both happening in Iceland this October. Mike, as our senior international affairs specialist, can you tell us a little bit more about these events?
Certainly, Aaron, thank you. The Arctic Energy Forum is a new meeting continuing the tradition of the former Arctic Energy Summits. It will bring together Arctic energy practitioners from communities, industry, and government to identify new ways of meeting energy needs and investing in the future of the region. The Arctic Energy Forum will also be the first meeting of energy practitioners from DOE in Iceland since the announcement of the U.S.-Iceland Energy Partnership in February. Arctic Circle Assembly, as we all know, is the largest general gathering focused on the Arctic in the world, and we are excited to sponsor two panels there.
Terrific. Can you tell us a bit more about what the Department of Energy will be doing at these two events?
Certainly. Besides yourself, the DOE presence at the Arctic Energy Forum will be heavily focused on our national laboratories and what they bring to the table for communities, investors, and regulators. We will have representatives from at least four different labs at the Arctic Energy Forum. At the Arctic Circle Assembly, we will be sponsoring two panels focusing on energy and transportation in the Arctic.
Terrific. Any surprises this year we should be prepared for?
Well, besides the weather, which is likely to be very unpredictable, I believe the Arctic Energy Forum will have a surprise guest or two familiar to Arctic residents and listeners to this podcast.
Ooh, very, very enticing. And of course, we always end with something fun. In our last minute with Mike about Iceland, Mike, you shared with us your favorite food in Iceland, which I believe are the Reykjavik hot dogs. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Iceland word for them. So, how about this time? What is your favorite sightseeing attraction or perhaps museum in Iceland?
My favorite museum so far in Iceland is definitely the Hallgrímskirkja, which, in addition to being a memorial and a museum, is still an active church, and it is a memorial to Hallgrím, who was Iceland's Shakespeare. He contributed enormously to the development of the language and literature and music, and wrote many songs and poems that are still conducted in Iceland to this day. Truly a national figure, and the church towers over the Reykjavik skyline. Anybody who's been to Reykjavik has seen it. Highly recommend going up it. Best view of the city when it's not cloudy, and a truly wonderful memorial to Icelandic culture.
Wonderful. Well, for everyone who may find themselves in Iceland for these events or other engagements, do take note, of that beautiful attraction. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Aaron.